Service.
What's up? And it is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm Black Youngster.
Hey. Black Youngster is like part of the show because you're our most repeated guest.
Hey, this is my show today. So this is what's going to go on.
Oh, God.
Let's get the show started.
Let's get it started.
I hope you guys enjoy it and love it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All righty, darling.
He's questioning us. No, we were going to, but we have something different we're doing today, right? Because we see you all the time in your videos. Mm-hmm. We see you on the gram. We see you in real life having a great time.
Yes.
I saw Floyd Mayweather challenge you to put up some money.
When?
Didn't you see that challenge? He said, I challenge Black Youngster. You ain't see this?
I ain't see nothing.
Did y'all see this?
Nah, I didn't see
it. I happened to see this when he posted it.
He said he challenged me?
I think he was donating money.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to be involved.
Hold on. Let me
see. Is he giving away something? If he giving away some millions?
Hold on. Let me see what it is.
Floyd might get somebody a million.
Because you are also known for giving money away.
I give a lot of money away. But I'm thinking, Floyd, if you giving away some money, probably give away a ticket.
You
I ain't going to do
ticket.
That. I help give away, but.
You got to compete.
Help him give away
money. Compete with giving away money with Floyd Mayweather. I think I'm good.
Yeah, that's like, whoa. Yeah, you can have that.
You win, bro.
I don't mind.
Champ.
Now, if you did something like, I ain't going to say pity because anything you do for someone, it's basically like I thought about you. It's a blessing.
I saw this.
What do you give away?
Hold on.
All right, since I'm running the show, we're going to let someone else look it up, and then we'll just keep my show going.
He did a give back challenge is what he was doing.
A give back, okay.
Yeah, give back.
You know what I want to talk about is giving back, the give back challenge. So I see a guy right here in a wheelchair, but it's about giving back, so... Follow me. I want every celebrity to give back, the give back challenge.
He posted the video and he tagged you.
How much it was?
How much it was?
I don't know how much it was.
But I give back a lot. I should have been tagging
him.
You should have been tagging him, right? The hell? Come out late.
But today we're going to give back in a great way and we're going to learn more about you.
Okay, let's do it. I'm going to give back then.
Personally.
Let's give back.
Because I look at you as somebody that's always having a good time. People love you. We love having you around.
Yeah.
You know, you're genuinely a nice person.
I love being around, yeah. I was like anxious to get her.
So what we want to do is know more about you as a dater.
Okay.
Like what kind of person is Black Youngster when he is courting a young woman or dating someone? So some questions we have. So what have your dating experiences been like so far? What's it like to date Black Youngster?
To date me?
Yes.
Like it all depends on what type of date, a whore date or
tell us the difference.
Or just from the back, like what? Which date you talking about?
This doesn't sound like a date. This sounds like a smash session.
From the front date, you know, from the front, tongue kiss, you know.
Give us both scenarios. What's it like a whore date and also a from the front date?
A whore date. You have to get you have to come put up on me. when you put up on me, you have to leave. Whatever we do, you have to leave before I go. So before I go to sleep, you gotta go.
Unless you pass out and then we...
Nah, you can't. If you pass out, I'm gonna politely wake you up.
What if you pass out?
Oh, darling, I'm not gonna pass out.
So nobody never sucked you to sleep?
Nah. Yeah. No, look. It happened though, but the thing, what I'm saying is...
No. Yeah.
She sucked me to sleep, but before I go to sleep, I'm gonna tell you, hey. You know what I'm saying?
When I fall asleep?
You gotta go on roll. from the front, you know, who... From the front, I got you, babe. Like, you mine forever.
Aww.
Like, I'm going to do whatever for you to help you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, from the front, it's whatever.
Well, that's nice. All right, now, do you like women who are on top of you all the time, like, harassing you? Where you at? What you doing?
Who that calling you?
Yep. Or do you like women that give you your space and pretty much let you do whatever? Because men say they want their space, but do you really want to push over?
I ain't going to need to be honest, I'm with the nice... Know what I'm saying? Metal. I'm gonna be honest. I'm from the hood, so I always been like the baddest dude in the hood. Like I always been hot bad, but I always get the good girl. Like you probably like, man, why is he gonna destroy her? Like I always run across those. Like you know what I'm saying? This situation. So basically, what I'm saying, the type of woman I like, laid back, calm, chill. But I want a little arguing her and her.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be too nice. You gotta tell me. I want to hear a nigga somewhere, like Negro or something.
You
know what I'm saying?
Why do you feel like that, though? Do you feel like if she's too calm and just let you do whatever that...
She fucking.
Yeah, something ain't right, right?
Yeah.
Or she don't want to lose you, and she not trying to cause no problems.
Yeah, for sure that, Then some women don't like they ain't without an arg and shit though. But me, it don't even matter because if you dealing with a woman that really, really love you, man, she gonna argue with you about something anyway. Cause right. Dudes always fuck up some type of way. We do something, even if it's just like a. You know what I'm saying? Like a quick, just a look or, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you probably don't even argue. You probably just get it look like, then come home. I saw you.
I think guys be more upset when you don't argue.
I like
you really nervous.
I like arguing. I ain't gonna stump. I'm wild. I love that wild wish. Man, you ain't gotta argue me. Throw a shoe at me. Like, yeah, do something to make me be like, man, you be crazy.
That's how she loves you. Right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, see?
Man, hit me in my sleep or something. Like, just make
me in my sleep.
Make me in my sleep.
That's how you know you got it.
And then after you do it, cry to me like,
yeah, because
like,
I love you so much.
No, yeah, somebody, you hurt me and woo. Like, do something like that.
A guy told me that before. He was like, if you never got in a physical fight, like, or tried to fight the person that you're dating, then you've never been in love.
That's what he told me. That's like dysfunctional.
He was like, you never tried to like attack nobody. And I was like, no. He's like, you never been in love.
Hell no.
And you also lied to him. But
you can't. I don't believe. I ain't with
that. That's what he told me. He was like, you never.
No,
been
I'm
in
saying
love.
You definitely have attacked people.
I ain't with the hidden women.
I had never.
I can't fight
you. I attacked him.
That's cool.
Want me to show you love?
Yeah, I did. That is what happened though.
Man.
That is.
All right, now what about when you guys are having issues? Are you the type of person that likes to talk things out and discuss it, or are you just leave me alone, let's just keep it moving and act like nothing happened?
I ain't gonna even stunt. I always bust out laughing trying to be serious. Like, I'm talking like if something go wrong, I'll be serious like, man, I woo, you know what I'm saying? The smirk just always come up like, man, look.
That shit would piss me off.
It'd be like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, did you fuck that other girl? And then you start laughing?
Man. But it's like, it'd be funny.
You trying to get cut. Huh? That's why he's trying to get stabbed.
That's why he gets shoes thrown at him.
Yeah. I'm saying like, I want somebody cool, calm. But I want, I want to, you know.
Turn up.
Yeah. Man, slap my food so hard to where it fall off the table. I know you
really. Oh my God.
Treat me like, just do something.
Slap
if I did some
my
dog
food off the table.
Yeah, I did some dog shit. Cool.
I did that
shit. Sit the other end of the table and hump.
That's wild.
And let this shit fall off the table.
Nah, that shit ain't cool. I did that shit to somebody before.
I threw a whole cake away.
Oh, she threw a cake of a birthday cake.
She threw it away?
No, yeah, she threw it. She evil. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't like cake.
I was mad. Yeah, look, I got my boyfriend a cake for his birthday. I had it like specially made and all this stuff. And then he was like, oh, you know, I don't like cake. Yeah. I threw the whole thing.
She was like,
you threw it away?
Yeah, I was mad.
You did petty.
That was petty.
I took a picture of it first, though.
Oh, she's too petty.
She took a picture of it and threw it in the tray.
But that's gangster, though. Like, that's what I like. I want gangster.
Nah, but he whacked for doing that, though. He should be like, thank you, boo. Like,
I want to buy you shit. I want to buy you shit for a whole year. Like, you have to, like, because I'm thinking about it's his birthday cake.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you have a problem.
But you said you don't like cake.
That's stupid.
Period.
It's your birthday. What do you get somebody?
Birthday come with cake.
And it was a specially made thing. All you had to do was
say thank you.
Cut a little slice.
That's it.
Yeah.
I taste it. Walked away. You could have threw it away. I wouldn't have known.
He just told you, I don't like cake.
That's what the dumbest shit I ever
heard. Yeah, it was.
That's like if somebody give you a gift and you just like, oh, I don't like Goyard.
Yeah.
I do that shit a lot, though.
That's not nice.
You said you don't like something?
Man, I can go to, you can cook a whole home cooked meal for me and I'd be like, I don't like that. I don't eat that.
That's not nice.
That's not nice.
Well, if you don't eat
if somebody cooking for you, they should know what you eat already.
For sure. Some people want to try something new. I'm trying my new. You get a dick last night, she happy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You gave it a pronto. You know what I'm saying? She wake up with the, you know what I'm saying? You know, and she go try to whip something up and
All right, so how would you feel if you went mad hard to try to like surprise like your girl or whatever with a gift? Say it's a car or something smaller, a bag or something like that. But you went hard, like you went everywhere to get it, and you give it to her, you mad excited, and she's like, ugh, blue. I don't like blue.
I've been in this situation before.
You would just say, okay?
I bought a car and,
What kind of car
and
was it?
And they say, yuck, I don't
not
like
that,
it.
Not a sippy, but it
they
was.
They say, uh-uh.
Let's say I spent almost like 80 grand.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh.
But this ain't my car. Like the car, the reason I respect it because the car she liked it, it actually was cheaper.
So
it was just like, I was like, all right, cool.
All right, perfect.
She took it back.
I want this Benz. I wanted a Prius.
I would have been jumping up and down and
Nah, she like, just, she went into
it. I want a golf cart.
I don't want to drive a Benz. I want to drive a Prius.
Give me a Kia. That's the trick. That's the trick. They try to make him think, I don't want you for your money. I'll take a Honda.
Baby, why are you wasting money like this?
You got me forever.
Well, we got a little game for you today because we're just trying to figure out Black Youngster and what interests you, right? What turns you on? So we have a couple of ladies here.
Man, this is a little strong.
So you'll be all right because we are going to actually.
You are full of shit.
Ooh.
She just gave me a strong ass looker. She ain't even put that much lemonade. You not even drunk.
Now you see what this is right here? All right. We are going to blindfold you because you can't see the girls.
Okay.
So I got you because I didn't.
Can I touch the kind of blindfold and touch the titty?
No. Maybe an ass.
Look at ass.
They're going to be sitting right here and I don't want you to look.
What about?
No,
listen, we're going to make it fun.
Yeah, but you're going to have a good time with some of these questions. Okay. Just use your imagination. You're good at that, right?
All
right. I got you these actually from the costume store. It's the pirate eyes.
So
I got
you two off like a pirate with your thought.
Satin eye patches, and we got to put these on.
You got to put the patches on.
Oh, yeah, we need your help here.
Okay.
Double
eye patches.
So you can't peek.
And what do I do?
We're going to ask questions,
and
you're
going to
say uh-uh or uh-huh based on their answers. It's three rounds. So we have the semifinals. So the two girls here, you're going to pick a winner from each of these rounds, and then they're going to go against each other.
Right.
And someone's going to be a big winner.
Let's do it.
For Black Youngster.
So come on.
And make sure he's not peeking.
He's going to do like that.
You have a lot of lifelines in the room also, so I'm sure.
Pull it down some.
Can you see?
He looks like Slick Rick right now.
Double split. Put the other one on.
Here's the other one.
I can't see.
You can't see. Don't cheat.
I promise.
Remember, cheaters never win. There you go. Double Slick Rick. All right.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
So let's go get these young ladies. I got to ask you, Black Youngster, have you ever been blindfolded before?
Never.
Ooh. First time for everything.
You know what? He do a lot of things for the first time on this show.
He does do a lot
only,
of things.
I only like fucking in the dark. I don't like fucking in the dark. I like fucking
with the lights on.
Is it weird for you right now?
I got to look at you.
Is this weird for you not being able to see?
Yeah, like, I feel like y'all trying to see me.
No.
You know we would never.
You trust us.
No, I'm saying, like, with these ladies.
Oh, no.
Never,
never. Do that either.
They're beautiful women, so this is just solely based on their answers. It's kind of like The Voice, right, but of dating, so you can't see them.
One is a little person.
But we want you to get into their personalities and see who, personality-wise,
you
most.
Can't say that word.
Personality-wise.
L'Oreal, get his watch.
Okay.
It's blindfolded.
I actually just got this today.
So did I.
But no, your boys are here, so they're going to make sure you're good.
Oh, yeah,
nah,
Anthony, they like you. They're going to let you walk out with everything. Everything you take, they're going to let you go past them.
Y'all can feel
it. They can see them, and you can't. So you can use them for advice and, you know.
Lifeline.
If you kind of need some help with your choices.
So just remember, if you don't like what they say, But whatever you like, you'd be like,
Okay.
It's the remix.
Let's go, darling.
All right, here they come.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Okay, all right.
It's starting round one.
Let's do it.
Y'all need a drink?
No.
And by the way.
Hello, ladies.
For every that you get, you got to take a shot.
Oh,
shit. Well, then it's really going to be bad.
Hello, ladies.
He loves it.
Whoa.
He's waving hi to y'all.
The chair fell. Don't worry.
Okay, all right.
So whoever's talking, you got to use the mic. Okay, so right now they're
I didn't even speak.
They right there.
They over there towards Angela.
Hey.
They over here between me and Angela.
Yo, I hate you
waving that way.
Okay, so for the sake of this game, their names are Red and Black.
Okay.
I can't tell you why. All right, so ladies, this is Black Youngster.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
Do you prefer a woman that's familiar with your music or that doesn't know who you are?
Either way. You familiar, I'm gonna bang you and pew. But you ain't familiar, I'm gonna chill with you.
All right, so just make sure whoever's talking uses the mic. All right, so for the first question, we're going to give you a scenario, and you tell me what you would do, okay? We'll start with you, Red. You're driving with Black Youngster, and he hits somebody, a pedestrian. You don't know what happened to the pedestrian, but what advice do you give him? Should he stop and help the person? Should he keep going? Should he call an ambulance or what?
Well, I'm from Brooklyn. Check to see if he's still alive. He alive, and we getting the fuck up out of here.
But what if he has a license plate number? What about that?
Nah, we out.
Okay, Black, your turn. What's your answer? You hit a pedestrian. You're in the car.
I'm a sucker. I'm gonna stop. You could go, but I'm gonna stop.
You go ahead. I'm going to hold you down. You go ahead. But I got to make sure this person is good. I can't just keep it driving.
Run her over, too.
He said, run her over, too.
You care more about him than me. You care more about him than me. How you care about him and you with me? I'm saying.
Wait, you going to run her over, too, though? That's what he said.
All right.
So, for her.
That's a for you, Black.
Okay, Black.
She got to do a little shot. She don't
drink, though.
She got to take that.
A little tiny one.
She got to take that like Diddy.
Give her the rum. It's very sweet. It don't taste like much.
Diddy voice.
Look at her face. She's like, oh, shit.
She like, damn.
A little baby tiny, shot. Tiny baby
I'll pay for your Uber back home. You know you're going to be okay.
There you go. That's not much. He said pay for your Uber.
Rich ninja shit.
Just make sure the Uber driver don't hit nobody because then it's over.
We going to keep it pushing. I paid for that ride.
Oh. All right. Next question. And Black, we'll start with you since you lost the last round. Yeah. You're having an intimate dinner with Black Youngster, and a very sexy fan comes over and asks you to take a picture of them together. So you're at a dinner, it's very intimate, it's just the two of you, and then some beautiful chick comes over, and she's like, can you take a picture of me and Black Youngster? What do you do?
I'm going to tell him Mike Tyson on the booty. Go ahead, take a picture with her.
And you're gonna, so you're going to take the picture.
I'm going to take the picture.
What if she sits on his lap?
Talking to the mic.
Whose lap?
His lap. What if
she wants to sit on his lap and take the picture?
No. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens. We don't do disrespect. You feel me? He ain't sitting on. I got enough ass to sit on his lap. She ain't sitting on his lap. No, thank you.
Red, what's your answer?
What? Threesome.
I'm going to take the picture.
You take the picture? Mm-hmm. Even with the girl on his lap?
Yeah, I'll take the picture.
And then what? She's sexy.
She ain't nobody. It's all good. I can hold my own. I'm like seven people on one.
Red is in the lead.
Okay.
All right, Red. Well, let's start with you this time. You're winning 2-0. Red, he wants to have sex, but you just got your hair and makeup done. And you have a photo shoot. What do you do?
I'm going to be late for the photo shoot, and he's going to get this shit done again.
Take this shit out of me.
Nope, not yet. Okay, but on another layer, let's just say he wants to come in your hair.
He wants to come all over your face.
Done.
Come in your hair.
That's my nigga. That's the dick challenge. Well, do it.
Do it for the D. Do it for the
D. Oh, my fucking, Oh, my fucking gosh.
All right, Black, what's your answer? Now, this is business. You got a photo shoot. Your hair's done. Your makeup's done. You about to be on time. You walking out the door, and Black Youngster is like, yo.
Bend that thing over, bitch.
Give me that booty.
Give me that booty
that
now.
Big old booty.
Yeah, booty.
I'm always ready to fuck. So I'm just going to be late. He not going to touch my hair, though.
Oh, so he can't nut in your hair.
He not going to nut in my hair.
Look
at his hair. I got all these body parts. Why he got a nut in my hair? Nah.
Where else would you let him come?
What would you
say? Anywhere else, just not in my hair. Don't mess up my makeup.
But the fun places are taken because you got your makeup done, so you can't.
I can reapply my lipstick.
Okay.
Okay, in your mouth.
Cheat, 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 cheat. I'm going to fuck somebody else.
Cheat, 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 cheat.
But if she says she's still going to fuck, you just going to
fuck her. I got to be a fucker, her up. I got to be a fucker, makeup up, all this.
Which one you want?
In your ears.
She needs a drink. Red needs a drink anyway.
Oh, yeah. Give Red a drink for getting right.
So,
Oh, my God. Black, don't worry. You still have a chance to win. Now, here's the next question. Damn, you get on Black Youngster's tour bus and you realize you smashed the homie. Shit. What do you say? Do you tell him or you keep it quiet?
Really honest. I have to tell him. I ain't going to have him looking like a fool. They just going to see who I gave the best pussy to. They could have a competition with that, but I'm definitely going to tell my nigga. I can't let him look crazy in front of the homies.
Ain't going to look crazy. If my nigga feet, I'm cool with him too. You know, see, he stuck digging her tooth. I won't stick digging her tooth.
Oh, my God.
Red, what's your answer? You get on the tour bus and you smash the homie.
We come talk shit.
You had no idea they even knew each other.
The gangway. Hold on, what'd you say?
Same question
for Red.
Okay.
I would have told them, but I would have told the friend too. What up? Mind your motherfucking business.
Okay. Okay. But would you let us toss you?
Ooh.
You want like, a
bonus round?
Would you like suck him while I'm behind you like this? Running.
Nah. Mm-mm.
Guys, you gotta do a shot.
She got a whole drink.
Okay, she got a whole drink. Has that ever happened to you, Black Youngster? You was with a chick and then boom. Should she tell you?
Yeah, you can tell me, but what I'm saying, so okay, he did that, so I mean, that case you can get naked in front of both of us, you can be comfortable.
Rolling so what with you the homies. Do?
And if she say nah, then it's like, all right, cool, I respect it. You're like, all right, cool. But if you say yeah, then yeah.
All right, so that's nothing. Wander Beauty is a new line of easy-to-use multitasking beauty products that help you make the most of your beauty routine, no matter how little time you have. Wander Beauty's functional beauty essentials are easy to use and travel-friendly, so you can get ready in 5 minutes and stay gorgeous on the go. It was founded by a working mom of two and a supermodel, two women who are always on the move and know how to make the most out of their precious time. Wander Beauty completely streamlines your beauty routine with fewer products that work better. They're clean, cruelty-free, and made with ingredients your skin will love. Plus, Black Youngster definitely only likes women who use Wanda Beauty products. Wanda Beauty has won a ton of awards, including Allure's Best of Beauty Award. Anyone can benefit from these multitaskers, not just beauty junkies. Wanda Beauty is foolproof beauty wherever, whenever. It's time to make over your morning with Wanda Beauty. Get 20% off your purchase at wanderbeauty.com/Angela. That's WANDER beauty.com/Angela for 20% off. wanderbeauty.com/Angela. All right. So for Black, God damn it, you went through his phone and you saw all kind of cheating fuckery. Mm-hmm. You seen all kind of naked pictures, come over, I miss you, baby. He's sending dick pics and all of that. Do you say something to him? And what do you say if you do?
Well, in my real life, I do practice polygamy, so I'm just going to find the baddest bitch and we're going to fuck her together.
All right. What do you say, Red? You went through his phone, and you know how guys are. Well, when you go looking for something, you gonna find something. He done lied to you. It was your birthday. He with the next bitch.
He juicing it. Oh,
me personally, it's for me, cause I won't even lie to you, nothing like that. I don't know if it's your birthday.
Oh, you wouldn't do that on her birthday.
On her birthday, nah. I was on your mom's birthday.
Okay, on your birthday.
On her mama's birthday.
On her mama's birthday, yeah. But not on her birthday.
Oh, let's just say it was his birthday, and he wasn't around, and he was with the next bitch. You found out going through his phone.
Nah, I was on him from when he woke up. It's our birthday.
Oh, gee. Hey, you my sister. You my sister, boo. Real Tashi gangster. I need advice from you.
All right. So it looks like in this particular round, we're going to have to give this one to Red. Yes. Now we have two more young ladies, right?
Mm-hmm,
downstairs. So now you're going to advance to the finals. Black, you were a trooper with that shot that you pretended to take.
Because she didn't take it at all.
It sprinkled down my throat.
Whoa.
She didn't sprinkle.
But, all right, so Red, we're going to ask you to step out of the room. Black, you can meet Black Youngster once Red steps out so he can't see you. Okay. Hold on. Don't look yet.
Yeah, don't look yet.
All right, so you can take a peek now.
Okay.
And say hello to Black, who you did not choose.
I open up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
I can't see.
He's got to get adjusted to the light. So this is Black. This is who you did not choose.
So you the lying one.
You the lame one.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
God, why you so nice?
So wait,
where's
nice?
The mic?
Oh, talk yeah, she the mic.
You supposed to come. You supposed to be
so with, nice is lame.
You supposed to be down for the cow. Who down for the cow?
She said she's polygamous.
Still.
Yeah, she's the somebody one that was the polygamous.
Somebody was down for the cows. You turn.
Listen, I got a boyfriend and a girlfriend. They both is pleased. I don't know. You know.
I can respect it.
Okay.
That's good.
Then you're not for me.
Uh-huh, right, not for you.
Yeah. It was nice meeting you, though.
Nice meeting you, too.
Well, thank you, Black. We enjoyed that. She got a boyfriend and a girlfriend, so it looks like she's preoccupied. Anyway.
Do you hear both of them at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, uh-huh. All right. Unfortunately, Black Youngster, we have to cover you back up.
No. So wait, are we going to do...
The other two.
Of the girls, yeah, she's talking about she's parking, which means she's not here.
Okay.
So we can do Red versus... The other girl.
Okay. What was it that you didn't like about her answers?
Who?
Black.
Mm-hmm.
She more of a girl, like super girlfriend type.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a whore.
So you're not looking
Jesus.
For... Okay.
That's so what we talking about, girlfriend or whore? Hey. I thought we were just saying girl,
period. We talking about
who you would
date.
Prefer to
who
go
would you
out
prefer
with?
To go on a date with?
Who's answer
like who
you
I
like
prefer
best?
The wife.
No. We're not trying to find you a wife. We just trying to make you happy.
I'll go with the original then. Mm-hmm. The joint that like with your shit, shit.
That's with the shit.
Yeah, I go with the bitch, bitch, bitch. Like, I ain't going with the bitch. I'm going with the bitch, bitch, bitch. All right. Because it's like, it's a difference. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a total difference, man.
Do you like being blindfolded now?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. But I probably wanna do a fucking though. I wanna see. I gotta see.
You but might would be you just let her suck face. Your dick with the blindfold on?
Huh?
Would you let her suck your dick with the blindfold on?
Nah.
Really? You gotta see that too?
Cause you might be tricking me. You might, with your hand, you might just be making noise.
Now you only do that when your jaw's ready to get tired.
You might put a lot of spin in your hand, just go, like you just.
But if it feels good, what's the difference?
Might sometimes your whole hands feel good.
Oh my
so
God.
So what's wrong with that then?
I was just saying. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Listen, I was a hand job queen in 2017.
That's right. What? Tell us your trick, Gigi, that you used to do.
My hand job trick. Both hands with a lot of spit, right? And then you gotta make it to where as though it's like a suction cup. Mm-hmm. Like it's like all the ain't no air getting in between there, ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like you put your mouth on it like you about to suck it and you just don't suck it. So he's anticipating you going eventually put it in your mouth and you never do and you just got all that spit on it with that suction and the nigga just go crazy.
Damn.
I feel like get I do that time. When like I need a break because my jaw feel like it's starting to tighten
like,
up.
All right, that's
so
too much work.
So then I'll use my hand.
Every time I put my mouth near it to spit on it, he just thought I was going to put it in there and I never did.
It's the anticipation too.
Yeah, that, the anticipation of him thinking I'm going to suck it.
But
meanwhile, I got his hands so tight and the suction so real that he think he in the pussy.
And that couldn't have been your nigga because you definitely want to put your mouth on your nigga.
No, it wasn't
my nigga.
But still, it's still like lit though.
I didn't want, listen, I told y'all I only did that because he ate my pussy so good. I felt like I had
story.
Yeah, you wasn't here?
Nah,
the nigga ate my pussy so good that I was like, oh, damn, I just feel bad.
Now, I'm going to tell you something,
like that.
I'm going to tell you something.
So I was like,
now.
I got these hands because I don't got nothing else for you.
I'm going to sprinkle some a little dab on you. Any nigga that eats your pussy, you automatically supposed to suck his dick. Because first of all, I'm automatically supposed to suck the dick regardless.
No.
You
know,
that's not true.
No.
Now so you're fucking out.
He wasn't worthy. He wasn't worthy.
Some guys would be like, I just want to eat your pussy. That's it.
But let me
tell you that.
Jeez.
But do you eat every girl out that gives you head?
Yeah,
so how all right then. So how you going to tell me to do that?
Fuck out of here.
Because he gave you head.
So I didn't ask for it.
Ed, nigga ain't going around eating
I didn't ask for
that head. Some of them are.
He just gave it to you.
Yes. And I tried to stop him, but eventually...
You were like, fine.
I gave up. Like, all
and
right, damn.
Hold on. And it's not everybody pussy. It's hers. It's mine. It's hers. You get what I'm saying? Like, they might be eating everybody pussy, but
so have you ever? I'm in the kitchen.
No, go on.
Have you ever? Since you did that, so have you ever? I always wonder, like, have you ever, like, I ain't gonna say, I say you. Have you ever, like, with your homegirl, like two, three of your homegirls, and y'all just got one nigga burn his dome down? Five girls, nigga ate all y'all pussy.
Like we ran a train on him as far as pussy eating.
Yeah, like some shit like that. I never thought that. I'm just thought of that while you were talking.
I mean, no, it went all the way down with all five of us, but it was five of us.
What? And he ate one by one?
Everything happened. It was
whole
a long
feast.
Night. It was a long night.
Is that your
spaghetti,
fantasy?
Macaroni? No.
It was.
You want to eat all the pussy.
It was beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Be careful there. Okay. Is that paper towel
ready? I'm wet. I'm getting wet. It's okay.
He's good.
I got money. I'll back off.
He said, I'm getting wet. It's okay.
All right. Well, let's put your blindfold back on, Black.
Yeah, because they ready.
Let's put it back. Make sure he's not peeking.
I'm calling my eye. I want to do you like the answer.
All right.
We're gonna have theme music for you and everything.
And by the way, we're still waiting for our lip service theme song from you.
Oh yeah, where's that at?
Where's that at?
What's up? You blindfolded now.
Oh.
So
you've been giving us a lip service song since the first episode.
I got a deal. I got a deal.
You got a deal.
If I don't make it, see judgment, huh? You gotta let me talk. So if I'm gonna make the song, if I don't make the song, I'll bring you a hippie camp, please. I'll bring you one of my charms for sure.
What are we going to do with one charm and it's three?
I hope he don't
I bring three charms.
I hope he don't make it.
I bring three charms.
All right, don't worry about that song.
Now, what's the time limit on this?
So look, see, I only said one because I know I can guarantee make my team get on the whip for her. So let's say I just said three this time. So let's say if I just bring for her, then I've been allowed to y'all too, so I have to come up with a whole nother.
So this only
so we get a different
gift. Either way.
Well, that sounds good to me.
Okay.
So if I don't make it this time, next time I come back if I don't have a song, I'll for sure make sure I have your change.
I'll
make
the jewel
come while
cheese.
We filming. I'll make the jewel come while we filming. Right on set with the change.
And it's not gonna turn our neck green.
Well, hopefully. Nah,
I'm
rich.
I'm joking.
I'm
rich.
Here we go.
Okay, the ladies are here.
Here we go.
Andrew, you got my word.
It's about to go down.
You're gonna enjoy this one.
So
this
comes
is a tough one. Your areolas are showing.
Okay. Yeah, we see your nipple.
You can't look, Black youngster.
I'm gonna make that song. I'm gonna show you. It's gonna be a hit too. I'm gonna show you.
Okay, hi, how are you? Okay, here's the mic. Again, Red is back.
Hello, darling.
So now this is going to be your finals right here, okay? Mm-hmm. Between Red and what can we call her? Rainbow.
Oh, look, the girl is here.
Oh, she's here?
So what do you want to do?
This girl is very late.
Yeah,
we got to keep it moving.
She disqualified.
Okay, Red and Rainbow. So we're going to ask you guys some questions. You're
Red
gonna
and Rainbow. I like that.
And Black Yank is going to pick or based on your answers, who he likes better, okay? So this is like really the finals. All right, so first question. He invites you to come on the road. This is for you, Rainbow. He invites you to come on the road with him, but he's in first class and you're in coach. What do you do?
I wanna fly first class.
So how do you make that happen?
I twerk.
Toot toot.
Okay. And if you twerk, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give you my seat and I'm gonna go to your seat.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Red, he's in first class and you are in coach. It's disrespectful.
I mean, I don't be tripping off stuff like that. And I'm like he said, like I'm probably like his sister. I'm the type of bitch you're going to want to keep with you anyway. I'll be turned up.
Ride
all
or
that.
Die. So you just going to say coach.
Yeah.
See you when we land.
Hey. See you when we land.
Hey, she's not.
Send me a drink. I'm in 28F. Send me a drink.
She's so fucking gangster.
Like, I'm not tripping off of that.
Which answer did you like better?
She, you already know.
Red or Rainbow?
My sister.
All right, Red, let's start with you. You've been having sex, but it seems like he's not going to come. No matter what you do, you've been trying everything. You've been sucking it, fucking him, all of that, nice and wet. But no matter what, he's not going to come. What do you do?
When your mouth and your shit get tired, you start jerking that nigga. He going to come tonight.
Mm-hmm. It's just not going to happen.
Don't stop till you get enough. Keep on.
Well, then I guess he'll be tired. He'll give up before I give up.
Okay, Rainbow, what do you do? Have you ever had a situation you're with somebody and it's like no matter how long y'all going, it just don't seem like it's going to happen?
It's going to happen because I like to toss the salad and I never leave the balls out.
Whoa.
Okay.
So it's going to happen.
Well, damn.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. We just need you
for
to
sure.
Get closer to the mic.
So salad with croutons. And blue cheese.
Whoa. No.
Am I supposed to answer with one?
Which one did you like better?
I like the second one, but I ain't with the salad.
Salad. You don't like your butt eight?
Nah.
Why not?
Get the ball.
Get the ball.
Get the big old juice ball.
Somebody over there said.
Ball. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, though. Hey, Anthony, look. Hey, Anthony, check me out. I'm in a vibe right now. I'm going to tell you something, though. Anthony, check me out. Real talk. But I ain't with it. But if somebody else with it, it's cool because whatever a man and a woman do is cool.
That's cool.
Absolutely. As long as you're doing what a man and a woman doing.
You never tried it?
Nah.
So you might be trying it sooner than you know.
You might not know if you like it or not.
I mean, I got to get old and shit. You know, I ain't on it. You know, they like me.
Well, you getting blindfolded.
Right. Never say
never. I think it's dick baby from a back young nigga style. Get your ass stand up. Come, I'm gone. That's what I'm doing. I ain't got no time for
nothing.
We
ain't making love no more.
I make love.
Rainbow, this question's for you to start. Your baby daddy wants to buy you a Bentley truck for your birthday. Do you accept that present? This your baby daddy. You got to drive the baby around, but you dating Black Youngster.
Yeah, Black Youngster is your boyfriend now.
Do you accept that Bentley truck with the car seat?
With the Bentley car seat?
No.
Because
I probably already got my own. So no.
You wouldn't accept the truck?
No.
Guys.
I wouldn't accept it.
Who said it?
Rainbow. That's Rainbow.
Because so I can buy my own.
Let me ask you, answer this question. Let me put something on top of that question. Is she my girlfriend or we just dating?
No, y'all together. Girlfriend. Y'all that's together together.
Oh, gotta go. Yep. Ho, bye-bye.
She can't be your girlfriend because the boyfriend, the baby daddy want to buy her a truck?
Nah, because you dating Black Youngster. You're not dating a regular Black nigga. Youngster. So you should already have a Bentley truck.
That's what she said.
All right, okay.
That was her answer. She already got one.
But in another case, if I'm just fucking on you and shit, you my little bitch and shit, then yeah, you accept the truck, I'm going to ride that whole way today.
She going to be on your career.
I'm going to screw off in the
party. You got an answer still.
We going to ride that whole together.
Well, Red, what's your answer? Your baby daddy want to buy you a Bentley truck for your birthday, but it's not just for you, it's for the kid too.
9 out of 10, I'm already have one, but nigga, we taking that truck. We out. Let's go.
Hey, well, look, do it come with the title, though.
Yes, she gets
to
own it.
Taking that bitch.
Yeah, we taking that. We
I'm going to flip that money. You go flip buy that. Another truck. I'm going to have a whole nother 200 something out. So we taking it. See, a bitch like that, I'll marry.
All right, Red, let's start with you. A random girl calls you and says that she has been fucking Black youngster for years and she's pregnant. Do you even question him about that phone call?
Bitch, you want to fight? I hope he worth it, bitch. That's how he giving it up.
But would you care? Would you leave me?
Nah, that bitch is going to be tight. She getting beat up every time I see her.
The pregnant girl?
While she's pregnant?
Listen, she's going to be stressed out. She ain't going to have no baby.
She's going to beat the baby out of her. She killing babies.
No, hold on.
Murder them.
Nah, he said she's going to be stressed.
She causing miscarriages.
You murdered the baby.
You going to antagonize her until she lose the baby?
No. She can't use my word, remember?
She is. Rainbow. A random girl calls you. She says she is pregnant by Black youngster. Do you even question him about that? What do you do?
I would ask him. But I'm very nonchalant. It wouldn't bother me because I'm a porn star, so he's not going anywhere.
See,
I would be like, I wouldn't even believe it, though.
You wouldn't believe it?
No.
So why even ask him?
I would ask him just to see what he would say, but I don't know. I don't think it would be true because I really give it up, so... I don't think he would do that.
So question him right now as if you was...
What if I did this?
Is that your baby, nigga?
Yeah.
Shit.
Of course, darling.
Now what? Uh-uh.
Now what?
Two.
That boo.
I would stay.
You would stay?
Yeah.
Remember?
If he treats me good, yeah, I would stay.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I go both of them. Both of them one at a time. On that one right there.
He both of them.
Kind
of
like her. The other one, and I like the other one. Because the other one
gangsta. Which one you like better?
Which one I like better?
The one that killed the baby or the...
I ain't going to lie.
The one that's going to stay with you no matter what.
The one that's going to stand by your side or the one that's going to kill your unborn child.
I ain't
going
to lie to you, though.
Which one? Yes, hey, you did.
I'm going to stress out. The baby ain't even born yet. They ain't not
the second one.
The new one?
Red or rainbow?
Rainbow?
Yeah.
Rainbow?
I'm going with her.
Are you looking for a steamy new podcast that's not safe for work? Then let me introduce you to Purple Panties. Purple Panties is a new erotic fiction-based podcast created by New York Times bestselling erotica author Zane, based on her acclaimed anthology of the same name. On the outside, Maddox, Lauren, and Stephanie go against the grain when it comes to sex. But as relationships shift and physical needs change, can they keep up with that facade? Follow them on their journey as they navigate their professional and personal lives. The sun isn't the only thing hot in Atlanta. You can listen to Purple Panties now on Stitcher Premium. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to purplepantiespodcast.com and use the promo code Angela. All right, but let's get a tiebreaker. And Black Youngster, now you get to ask the question for the tiebreaker.
Okay, check this out. Would you let me toss you with my homeboy in a one-on-one whenever I want to?
Can't no. Him and his homie fuck.
No.
Red says no, I'm not getting down with that.
Rainbow,
would you let him toss you at any time with your homeboy? Because they over there dancing.
For a very good price.
Price?
If the price is right, she gets my
right. Bentley truck.
For the Bentley truck. It costs.
If we talking girlfriend-wise,
oh, no.
I like the first one.
Girlfriend or just somebody, we just messing around?
We just messing around with girlfriend.
Okay, yeah, which no, one is no, it?
It's your question.
Okay, so if you my girlfriend,
no,
would you let me talk shit to him?
No.
What about this?
I said no to both of them.
You said I don't care, girlfriend or not.
Nah.
I ain't doing it.
Let's do it.
All right, well, you know what? You can take the blindfold off, and now we're going to have another little competition right here.
Oh, you're letting him take it off.
Yeah, now he gets to see this part. All right.
So y'all gotta come over here.
Got the song queued up? Let's go.
Come over here. Twerk off.
Twerk off. Let's go. So we got his new song. Hold on now. This is a scenario.
Tiebreaker.
We are in the club, and you are both trying to get Black youngsters' attention. The music is playing. Now let's see who can get. He can't even see right now. Look, I feel bad. He looked like a little baby that just woke up from a nap. You're both trying to
that's
get.
That's Red and that's Rainbow.
You want me here? Who been here? My Red, you laughed. Fuck. Oh, God.
So we're going to play some music. Y'all both in the club. You trying to get Black youngsters' attention. And
hey, the homegirl could come back
Red
in here, too.
Hell,
yeah, let's
bro.
Come back in here, too.
Is she,
Red
out, here? Is she
out
there?
She should be out there.
She missed the game, but she coming to the club.
Okay.
Ah, shit.
She was supposed to be another contestant.
What you going
to
do?
She might got to join in
I think she should bonus.
Yeah, I think she should get. I think it should be a bonus round.
Yeah, I think she should. I agree with that.
Right? Bonus round. I told y'all.
I do agree with that. Adam Yee's fresh hair.
But he see it's not fair because his eye is, you know what I mean?
He can see now, but it's okay.
But it's going to be the twerk shit, so. Yeah.
You ain't going to twerk?
She's joining that competition. Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
You going to do it?
She said, mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is my favorite song, too.
You going to be able to do it with the heels?
Hell yeah.
She better know how to do it with the heels. Ain't that the point?
It's better with the heels.
I don't like heels, though.
You don't like heels?
I hate heels.
Why?
I've never been a fan of heels.
That's because you a hood nigga.
That's because I'm short. I don't like no.
Oh, that's because you're short.
I don't like no bitch get super tall over me.
Ladies, don't wear your platforms around Black Youngster because he wants you to be shorter than him.
Listen.
What if she's 4'8"?
Huh?
What if she's 4'8" and she got on heels?
I don't know. I ain't no heel fan. They put them heels on, they get fast. They get fast with them heels on.
What about in bed? Can she wear heels in bed?
I don't like heels, period.
That's crazy.
That'd be a good girlfriend for you. She get the chill.
If I'm in the store and some tennis shoes cost $2,000 and the heels cost $500, I rather spend $2,000.
Damn.
I like shoes. I don't like this tennis shoes.
What sneakers cost
$2,000? I'm obsessed with flats. Like, you know, like flats.
He ain't gonna be towering over me, goddammit.
Yeah. Gucci slides.
Like, I take my bitch to the club, me with some flats on. Rich, we rich, you know what I'm about? Flats. House shoes, how won't you come, baby? Fine, with house shoes on. I like shit like that.
How often you go to the club, would you say, like, when you're not working?
Never. I hate the club. I like being at home. I like invite all the whores over, and they just walk around naked, and we just turn up, throw money.
He said straight up.
Yeah, like, I like real shit. It's better at the house, because we kicking it all day, so we gonna throw money. None of my homeboy gonna pick up the ones, so the ones gonna stay later all day. My lifestyle looking lavish. It's really feeling good.
Hey.
And when you wake up, leave in the morning, get what? Take your ones with you.
Well, how often do you bring a girl with you to your bookings or something like that when you do gotta go to the club or some shit?
I ain't taking them whores nowhere.
I didn't think
but
so.
But to hear that, we don't pray.
Oh, God.
Well, you just said, you know, she could wear sneakers in a club.
I'm my bitch. This is my bitch.
Yeah, like, your bitch.
Yeah, I'm gonna
how
go
many
out
times
my,
has
yeah.
that happened?
Never. Yeah.
What happened? You were late, Blue.
Yeah.
I went to the wrong location.
Oh.
I went to Chinatown.
Fuck that's, is it? I live over there.
He said, where the fuck is that?
China.
I know. I all that.
For real?
Yeah.
You came after 7.
All right, y'all. Oh, it's a party.
Yeah.
We trying to get Black Yankee's attention.
Shit for my set. Young nigga run up and flex. I don't know who got stretch. Shake. And I don't know who next. I can't wipe no hoe. Bitch can't hit my dope. Hope boy they hit that flow.
Now they playing it.
Bitch say I'm low down so. I got a nasty hoe. I got a bitch so thick she a classy hoe. She a classy hoe. She'll pull up with the shit, she'll stab a hoe. My little sassy hoe.
I can see your butt, and I can see your butt.
Don't try to jump my bitch, I'm
glancing.
Yeah, round my bitch to the end. I wanna fuck on your friend. Yeah, oh, I fuck with your
Black Yaxson, okay. Who would you pick? Based on everything you heard today, or uh-huh. Who's coming home with Black Youngster?
Off the dances or off
of everything?
Off everything.
I gotta get to Red.
Yes.
I gotta get the Red.
Red is his sister.
Red, I fuck with Red, she gangster. Red thing.
Sister wife.
You want him to show
sister wife.
Now tell us what you liked about her, just so, you know,
to be honest, I just like the fact about Red. Like, she like, she just down to earth, she with whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She on some gang shit.
She with the shit.
When I put her Red, it's basically like I'm putting her with the gang, gang, gang. We got the thang, and we in the Mustang thang.
Hey. Now let me ask you this: did it scare you that she killed the baby?
It wasn't even nothing yet.
You killed the embryo.
Heard of them?
What'd you say, Red? What'd you say, Red?
I said it wasn't even formed yet. I said I stressed the bitch out. I didn't say I killed her.
You just killed the baby.
You just saying you gonna put stress on her.
Right.
You just saying you gonna just like on her head, like yeah.
Yeah,
but she
miscarriage
ain't gonna
the baby. Time. Yes, honey.
No. Hey.
She gonna stress her out until she had
I
a miscarriage.
How did she stress up?
AKA,
listen, when
she killing an embryo.
Not playing no games.
She's crazy.
So you like that?
No.
You like that?
No.
I ain't never killing no baby. I'm just saying.
Nuh-uh.
I thought you was going to say you was going to fuck everybody.
Yeah, that was the response I was looking for. Like, I choose them all. That's what I thought you were.
Because it's like... Cause it's like, when a baby form, like what, three after 3 months is a baby, right?
He's still thinking about it.
It's a baby. All right,
I'm talking about like early, like she's
you
trying
said
to
like
play.
You said like first.
First one, month,
you trying, like you trying,
yeah, yeah, stuff
up.
Like that.
Stop, you might have fucked yourself. She was joking.
Yeah. So you saying you gonna get the plan B without the plan B?
She got the plan B, all right.
Abortion. She gonna get the abortion without before you have abortion.
This is not funny. I'm mad we laughing. That's fucked up.
Well, it's not a baby.
I ain't with the baby killing though. I ain't with the baby killing.
It's not no baby.
I love kids. I'm obsessed with kids.
I love kids
so much I'll take a kid in.
There you go.
So I already got like,
right. Anybody
like,
have
like
kids?
Mine.
Anybody have kids that need
some action? No, I'll take a child in. Like somebody.
Taking
in. I fuck with, like, you know what I'm saying? For real. I'm good with kids. I want about 10 kids for the show with. About 10, for real. I'm good with kids.
Same woman, different women?
Same woman. But the thing, all I'm saying is, I'm just I'm for the kids. I'm
like yes, dude. It's for the kids.
All right, so look, I'm like two in one. You know how you got the lame dude that come over, but the kids just love him to death, so you just keep dealing with him. You got the dude like, he cool, he the gangster, you just, this is the one you love. I'm like the dude you gonna love and the kids gonna love. Like, I'm big with kids. I put pussy to the side to play with a child. That's basically what I'm talking about.
Like, you won't play with that pussy. You'll play with the child.
Nah, like a child to love. I just love kids. I'm obsessed with kids.
Listen, pussy you later. You play with the kids first.
Yeah, real shit.
But you know what? You're mad fun, so I can see that. Like, I can see the kids. Like,
I got all the games, all the bedtime stories, all this shit. All my
ooh, tell us a bedtime story.
Let's end it with a bedtime story from Black Youngster.
Nah.
Come on.
Cause the thing is, I gotta be reading a book to tell it, but all I do is just switch words out. So if I see some a word in there, say something, I just think of a, like a good bad word, you know, like.
So like the three little, what is it? The three, what's the
Goldilocks bears?
I just switch words out. Like if I'm reading a book to a child, like going to sleep, reading a book or whatever, and I just switch the word out and make up some shit. Like, or I just tell some like crazy ass shit, like back in the day or some shit, like anything.
What's it back in the day?
Yeah,
story?
We want to hear a back in the day bedtime story.
It was the night before Christmas.
I gotta have a book. House. I gotta have a children book. I never did it without a book. Okay. I always like took the book and like went over the
Okay, so this is gonna be an adult bedtime story for us.
I can't wait to read this Black Youngster Kids book.
I need to do that.
Mm-hmm. Listen, should. Black Youngster, that's the perfect name.
Let's
for
pop up and do that. Let's pop up and put it together.
Let's do
this do shit.
It. Yeah. Black Youngster Kids. Like, I think that's dope.
Right. Oh, well, so he's. Well, I guess we're not getting our story. Okay, we'll
that's
move
it.
On.
We have no story.
We're
going to
write it. Move on.
You need a book.
All right, well, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much for having me, darling.
It's a triple... Third time that Black
the undisputed champion, the lip service king.
Exactly. Red is officially... So, ladies, tell us where we can find y'all on social media.
Please.
Yum, the boss with two E's and an underscore.
Okay.
Instagram. Wait, hold on. Explain that. Yum, the boss with two E's?
Yeah, the.
The boss.
Not the. The. Yeah.
Bossy.
E-yum?
On Instagram.
She's a porn star.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. What's your favorite? Wait, hold on. Tell us your most popular movie.
With Slim Poke.
What's it called?
That might have fooled.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
Fuck Me Harder, part two.
You know, they don't really be having no names. It's just...
Yeah, do porns have names?
They don't really have no names.
Tossing salads.
You know porn star yeah. name?
Extra crouton.
That's my porn star name,
big
too.
Booty.
What? Yeah, I'm the boss.
Oh, okay.
What's your specialty?
Squirting.
Wow. Okay. Can you do a demonstration? I'm joking.
Well, I'm just saying, like in New York, I was told as the least she said a whole word. If somebody said something here, it gotta get done.
Oh, gotta get done.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Can you squirt in that cup? Would it fill that whole cup up?
Yeah.
I don't believe.
No,
that's
I do.
That's a lot of squirting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did a with Marcus Dupree. I did something for his Snapchat, and it was like Mr. I went up the bed. Mm-hmm. No, Marcus Dupree, the white guy, the Russian guy. Like I swear, and I every time I have sex, I swear because I know how to. Yep. I tell him where to go, what to do, and it goes down.
Oh, so you guide him to the squirt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like every time.
It's like it's not going. It's going squirt every time because I know.
So can you tell us what he said?
It's like a way to the squirt.
Does that mean every woman could squirt if you?
Oh, I don't know. I know for me, I tell the guys what to do, and it happens. It don't matter what.
No matter what.
Pull up to the squirt.
What if this dick is mad small? You'll still squirt.
Yeah.
That need to be your next porn. pull up to the squirt.
Yeah, pull up to the squirt.
You get to piss squirtinville. Squirtinville. All
right,
Squirtinville, USA.
Come through squirting.
The winner right here, the champ. Okay, the champion, the champ. Sister wife.
Remy Roja La Perla.
Okay.
And she'll kill your baby. Don't fuck,
she turned. Don't fuck with her.
Don't fuck with her.
She too gun.
Well, I have two pages, China the Vixen, China the Chicken Chaser. That's my bartending slash, you know.
So
name.
Which one the frog page you do your business on? It was one of the legit.
Well, my 33 and a third is the page with me, my boyfriend and my girlfriend. We have a lot of stuff on there, so that's the page I promote. But I'm China the Vixen, and you can find me in January with Remy for Life After Dark reality TV show.
Show. Congrats!
Thank you.
It's going down.
Thank you.
I'm Redbone Gnome Bartender. That's my Instagram name.
Redbone Gnome Bartender.
Redbone underscore no N O E.
Okay. All right. Are you on the show too?
Yeah, Life After Dark.
Oh, shit. So this is like a little preview here.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, this is not a preview. She acting real nice today. It's not a preview.
Why you acting nice?
Nah, it's, I ain't never nice. Seen her this
what
calm.
What you with the with right now? Like,
I'm,
what you on?
I'm just nice, but I'm just the one that's like, what's the way to call it?
On site.
Okay. You can still be nice.
We need her with us.
She's funny to me.
Not Brent.
She said no.
Not Brent.
She's funny to me. She's like, nah,
she ain't a joke.
This is enough. Are you tricking us?
You
right
can't
now?
Play with everybody.
I don't like this. I'm just.
Oh, yeah, you don't like. You gotta get loud.
I mean, I'm like this, but I'm with the shits. That is definitely it. That's what they can say.
Well, do you wanna accept your award and tell us, you know, what you wanna say? Any parting words?
Yeah.
Since you were the winner today.
My award?
Mm-hmm. Here's your award.
It's like a BET award. You shout out everything. Shut the shit up.
Shout out.
Shout out everybody.
First of all, I like to thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God. Lip service.
Yes, I accepted like, with open arms.
Angelique.
She accepted with open arms, open mouth, open legs.
I want to thank all you haters.
I'm booming.
Thank all my haters.
Are you whores?
Motherfucking whores. Little bitch.
And I want to thank all the bitches thought they going to fuck my nigga, but you didn't. Yeah, you supposed to come? You supposed to come like that, bro.
I think we all did your speech for you.
Yeah.
That was a great speech.
Yeah.
But thank you, Black Youngster. Fuck everybody too.
Hey,
out there right now in my and put up tour. Make sure you put up to my tour. Mm-hmm. It start on the 30th of October. Gang.
Oh, we in there.
And I'm drunk. Yeah. And I'm faded. I'm finna do some crazy shit.
Shit. Oh, right
she's
doing
now.
Now.
I know this ain't coming.
So November 13th, we at SOB's in New York City. I think that we'll be in the building because I know homeboy is gonna come through and make sure his girls is in the building.
I thought he said we was hosting and we was gonna bring him out.
We gonna bring you out. We gonna host and introduce you.
That's what you wanna do?
Presented by Lip Service. We gonna bring you out of SOB's.
So look, it only come with a deal though.
Uh-oh.
You want to know what the deal?
What?
Let me put my leg over right here.
Hey.
So the deal that come with it is, I had saw the NBA Youngboy documentary you did.
Mm-hmm.
I need one of those out of you.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to.
I need you to come to Memphis.
I'm coming to Memphis. I've never been to Memphis.
I'm going
to
fly you in, whatever we got to do. You can bring somebody with you, whatever.
L'Oreal, we going to Memphis.
That's
lit. GG, y'all ready?
It's lit.
Say no more.
All right. That's a deal.
You got my word? I got her word.
Okay, good.
Right, cool. He done made a lot of words on this motherfucking show.
I've been waiting to see
that.
You didn't want to
see that. You could have
been. Yeah, I've been trying to do that. With you in shot of mine.
Okay.
Where's the picture? Right. And send the picture, too.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah,
I promise.
Okay.
I got to come on going and get it.
All right. It's Lip Service, Black Youngster.